As heating oil costs continue to rise, many Alaskans are looking for cheaper alternatives to meet their energy needs. One method is converting plants, paper, or wood waste into biomass to use as a renewable energy source.
Probably about 5 years ago, the fuel prices got extremely high for a period of time. I was burning about 1,200 gallons of oil a year in my house, and I needed to do something different.
That's Wrangell resident Carl Johnson. Johnson has been heating his two-story home with wood pellets for 5 years. He says it cut his heating costs dramatically.
I went from about $4,500 a year in oil to about $1,200 in pellets. And right now I just bought a ton for $400. The price went up. So I spend about half right now, I guess, on pellets that I would on oil.
He buys in bulk from a manufacturer in the lower 48 as well as from a retailer in town. He says heating could cost even less if he could buy from a local manufacturer. At a recent meeting, SEAC organizer Jeremy Maxan proposed just that.
What we want to do is take a look at what the possible market penetration is for biofuels, whether it's pellets or biobricks, and then look at the feasibility, the economic feasibility of building a manufacturing plant in Wrangell and selling a local biomass product that, again, can create jobs, it can keep money local, it can help reduce annual heating costs for families. Seems like the smart thing to do.
According to Southeast's draft integrated resource plan, a long-term generation and transmission study, there's been a 50% increase in load on the hydropower system over the past 5 years. The IRP recommends the use of biofuels in homes and government buildings to help cut down on the load, as well as heating oil costs. SEAC recently conducted a survey of residents in Wrangell and Petersburg to find out what types of energy people are using to heat their homes. It also asked whether people would be interested in using locally manufactured biofuel. Maxant, who is also Wrangell's mayor, says 233 surveys were completed between the two communities.
What we found in Wrangell and Petersburg, particularly in Wrangell, was that about 38% of the respondents indicated that they would be willing to purchase and use a locally manufactured product. And that's really important before you get too far down the road with a project like this to know, you know, what the level of interest is.
Throughout Southeast Alaska, a number of successful biomass boiler projects have been developed. Sea Alaska Corporation's Juneau headquarters has switched from oil to wood pellet heat, and Craig and Thorne Bay heat their schools with waste wood boilers. Wrangell is considering manufacturing wood and paper briquettes that can be used in homewood stoves. Unlike pellet stoves, briquettes or biobricks can be used just like regular firewood. Maxen says ultimately the conversion to biomass comes down to the needs of each individual community.
We need to realize that we have kind of a perfect storm right now between the integrated resource plan, state funding, grant opportunities, our small mill guys that are producing waste, our municipal solid waste problem when we're trying to figure out what to do with paper and cardboard and wood. You bring all these things together and you basically end up with an opportunity to create a product that can help solve at least the heating side of the energy issue in Wrangell.
Last year, Alan Brackley, a research forest supervisor for Sitka's Wood Utilization Center, visited Wrangell to speak on the town's future forest product industry. One potential, he says, is the conversion of Wrangell's small mill wood waste.
There are a lot of renewable energy options, and I think in the short term, the most viable biomass renewable energy options are some form of wood. But then there's wind power, there's solar power, and all of that's making gains.
Brackley estimates it would take 23,000 cords of wood to replace all the fuel oil used in homes and commercial buildings in Wrangell and Petersburg. This, he says, is 100% market penetration, which he believes won't happen. He estimates that a reasonable rate for penetration over the next 10 years might be one-third of the market. The local tribal government recently sent a letter of interest to Anchorage-based Alaska Village Initiatives requesting assistance in performing a feasibility study for biofuel manufacturing in Wrangell. Later this month, Wrangell's Borough Assembly will vote on a briquette pilot project that could potentially decrease the high costs of municipal waste disposal. If approved, it will be passed on to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.